This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And we head to Germany, where Berlin becomes the talk of the tech town for the annual Tech Open Air Technology Festival, which is one of the trendiest tech shows that the world has to offer. Talking all about it after these tech headlines. As reported in the Journal and on the What's News podcast, Facebook and YouTube are being flooded with scientifically dubious and potentially harmful information about cancer treatments. After a Wall Street Journal examination, both companies say they are taking steps to curb such accounts. Facebook last month changed its newsfeed algorithms in particular to reduce promotion of posts promising miracle cures or flogging health services. Alphabet's YouTube has been cutting off advertising for bogus cancer treatment channels and is tweaking its algorithms to reduce the number of times these dubious videos are presented to users. Both companies detailed their recent actions on cancer-related content after the Journal presented them with its findings. Daniela Hernandez and Robert McMillan cover the story at length. Head to WSJ.com for more. Commercial property is joining the tech revolution as spending soars. In the first half of 2019, for instance, venture investors poured $12.9 billion into real estate tech startups, already surpassing the $12.7 billion record for all of 2017. And the Journal reports that since 2014, more than 20 prop tech startups, which is what they're called, have joined the Unicorn Club, meaning they are worth more than $1 billion. Commercial real estate, of course, hasn't been completely insulated from new tech until now, but apparently many startups failed because they had a difficult time convincing users the costs were justified. However, the Journal reports that the current volume of technology coming into real estate is larger than ever before. Coming up, the top tech minds share big, bright ideas in Berlin at the Tech Open Air Festival. Over the next few days, thousands upon thousands of people will immerse in the Tech Open Air Festival in Berlin. If you're a newbie to the world's biggest tech festivals, founder Nico Woschnick explains what the festival is all about.
We wanted to build an inclusive platform for technology exchange, collaboration, knowledge exchange. So rather than have an industry-only insider event for technologists and startups and venture capitalists, who definitely form the majority of our attendees, we wanted to mix that up and bring in academia, bring in politics, bring in the science disciplines and communities to have a more multilateral approach to solving some of the biggest challenges that we face today, such as climate crisis, the war on AI dominance, automation, topics that we believe no industry alone or no nation even alone, even if populists will likely try to convince us that nations can solve these issues alone. We believe they can't, and neither can certain industries. So it needs that interdisciplinary collaboration and knowledge exchange.
Things get different in Berlin. Google, for example, is on hand. It has built a beach, yes, an actual beach, where founders can meet with Google experts. Mayra Frank of Google for Startups Germany has more.
Today we're here at the big Google beach. As you can see in the background, we have lots of Googlers, Google experts, mentors, and founders by the beach. And we have a fleet of paddle boats that are up and running all day, where VCs are meeting startups, where female founders can meet established female founders or Google experts to provide advice on how to scale and grow their businesses.
And if a Google boat can't get us there, apps upon apps will lead us into the future for sure. That's if the festival is any indication. Tina Ruseva talked her app of the mentoring kind and why that's so important.
A matchmaking application that connects the employees of a company in a peer-to-peer micro-mentoring. This means that they can find the right expert at the right time for the topic that they are currently working on. And with this, we turn mentoring from a program to an abundant resource of information and collaboration at work.
As for more glimpses into the future, Nicole Scott, editor of the Mobile Geeks technology website, talks about how it's all about adapting to our evolving digital circumstances. Take an app like Spotify, for example. and how such foundations already in place can serve as our next steps.
So the change that we're going to see in our digital lifestyle will be around apps and services, but not in the way that we know it today. So we have Spotify, which has changed the way that we listen to music because of a subscription model. But we're going to see beyond that to how different types of services, like say mobility, ride sharing, the way that artists can engage with their users directly. It's all about things coming back into the real world. The apps of, say, 2018 are about you engaging with the internet. The apps of 2019 are about how you're going to engage with the world. This conference seems to be really about digital lifestyle and how products and services can transform the way that we live. We're seeing a lot of startups that want to change the way you get around or change the way that you smoke or change the way that you just live your life in general. It's pretty interesting.
That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.